Report: United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby has history of dressing in drag as Kesha, Taylor Swift. By Katherine Hamilton on January 16, 2024. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby allegedly has a penchant for dressing in drag as famous female singers, resurfaced pictures have revealed. On Monday, the conservative ex-account Libs of TikTok posted pictures of Kirby appearing to don a long purple and blonde wig, black eye makeup, a stuffed bra, chaps, and a lot of leather, as well as a blonde wig, white dress, and purple feather boa. The resurfaced pictures of Kirby in drag appear to be from his time as president of American Airlines. A 2019 report from the Dallas Morning News details how Kirby dressed in drag as pop singer Kesha for the first Halloween after American Airlines merged with U.S. Airways. The next year, in 2015, Kirby went to the company Halloween party in drag again, this time as singer Taylor Swift. The Fort Worth Star Telegram YouTube channel has videos of Kirby dancing around in drag as Kesha and Swift. Kirby also once reportedly dressed in drag as singer Lady Gaga. According to the Star Telegram, which linked to a grainy video of someone, allegedly Kirby, dancing around in drag. Kirby went on to become president of United Airlines in 2016 and was promoted to CEO in 2020. United Airlines has long championed the LGBTQIA+ agenda. In 1999, the airline became the first in the U.S. to offer benefits to same-gender domestic partners, the airline's website claims. Under Kirby's leadership, the company has continued down that path and aggressively promotes its diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) committee, headed by a man who believes he is a woman. Further aligning with the far left, Kirby is responsible for pushing arguably the most draconian coronavirus vaccine mandate in the airline industry. Employees who received religious or medical exemptions were given the reasonable accommodation of being placed on unpaid leave indefinitely with no medical benefits, and effective firing. The mandate is the subject of an ongoing lawsuit. Several employees sued the airline alleging the company violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, by discriminating against them based on their religious and medical exemptions, in addition to the loss of their income for several months before a federal court order got them back on the job while the lawsuit is outgoing. Those employees, many of whom are self-professing Christians who objected to the vaccine because it was developed using aborted fetal tissue, reported experiencing mental anguish, financial and emotional distress. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit alleged that they were dealing with highly adverse outcomes because of the reasonable accommodation, like risking homelessness and foregoing a spouse's cancer treatment. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit ultimately held that the mandate inflicted irreparable harm and remanded the case to the district court. Plaintiffs filed last week to request the lawsuit be turned into a class action lawsuit to represent all United employees hurt by the airline's reasonable accommodations. That request revealed that Kirby and upper management expressed animosity toward religious employees who sought exemptions from the company's mandate. The brief quotes from internal company communications show upper management's efforts to intimidate religious employees, including asking inappropriate and probing questions about their faith and attempting to cause strife in their marriages by sending home notes written in red text threatening termination. Related lawsuit: United Airlines mocked and shamed vaccine mandate holdouts. CEO accused of floating scarlet letter on ID badges. At one point, Kirby allegedly proposed requiring accommodated employees to walk around with special stickers on their badges broadcasting vaccination states, the brief states. He also described such employees as all of a sudden deciding, I'm really religious. United Airlines did not respond to a request for comment by the time of publication. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.